Hello.
Hello.
Testing. One, two, three.
Hi, I'm Billy.
Hi, I'm Mandy.
Welcome to the Death Rocket Podcast.
The Death Rocket Podcast is a fortnightly show focusing on sci-fi and horror.
In each episode, we'll be discussing topics and content based on these genres.
And this week's topic is...
found footage films.
Yes, so we're going to be talking about found footage films or, you know... films that are apparently found footage, but not.
Yeah, like mock-up fake films.
Yes.
Kind of thing. Yeah.
Documentaries and whatnot.
Yeah. Totally.
Excellent.
Cool.
So, after break, we'll be back with what we've been up to and news. Hi, I'm Mandy.
Okay, shut up.
Welcome, guys.
Welcome.
So, Mandy, how have you been?
Pretty good? Yeah, I just found out today that I've been driving around for a month with no registration on my car.
Ooh.
Yeah, so if I had an accident or got pulled over by the police, I'd have a pretty hefty fine on my hands. So.
You know, I did that once, but not car rego.
Yeah.
I was driving around with my license expired.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for a few months. I didn't know about
it.
Holy shit.
I would never have noticed if I didn't get a letter.
Yeah.
Like, I got a letter in the mail today because I just moved houses.
I think mine was because I needed to use my ID for something and they said, oh, your license is expired, mate.
Oh, shit. Yeah, like, I need reminders of things like this. I can't be trusted
Did it come in the mail?
No, because I'm
changed
the
address. Yeah.
But even now, because they don't come with the stickers, like, they don't put the stickers in the car anymore.
Yeah.
So...
well, that I had that as well. So what I did... so in New South Wales now, you don't need a sticker to put on your car when you pay your registration. So what they've said you don't need it, but what I've done is I've paid my bill and just left it in the glove for compartment.
Yeah, well, I took a photo of it, so it's on my phone, just of... that I've paid it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
It's up to date.
Because who knows if the cops don't...
well, exactly. I could be driving home tonight. They'd be like, it's not paid because I only just paid it, like, 2 hours ago or something.
Yeah.
So I could drive here. Otherwise, I'd be driving again with no license.
So, besides driving illegally, what else have you been up to?
Just working. I fucking work too much.
You're working.
I'm always working. Come and visit me on Thursday nights and stuff. I'm always working.
Yeah, or like Wednesdays, like after work, and then like get like dinner or something. From
I might as well just live there. I'm always there. We went and seen The Conjuring.
We went and saw The Conjuring.
Yeah,
yes,
we did.
Yeah, I got scared a little
bit. Billy was a little scaredy cat.
Oh, yeah. I was the girl and Mandy wasn't.
Yeah, it's true. I say a little popcorn.
Yeah, but look, okay. So, okay, what did you think of it? Quick
wrap up.
Let's do reviews and news here. Right. Anyway. So, what did you think of it?
I liked parts of it.
Yeah.
I thought the doll part at the start and all that kind of stuff was really creepy.
Well, it's based on a true story.
Yeah.
I think they should have
continued more with that kind of side.
For anyone who hasn't seen The Conjuring, okay, The Conjuring is...
spoiler alerts and stuff, too,
and, yeah.
So...
look,
sorry.
Okay, it's based on a true story, so you can read up on this, but it's about...
loosely based.
Yeah, it's loosely based on a case that this couple... I can't remember, for the life of me at the moment, I can't remember what their names were. But they were a famous couple, and they investigated paranormal cases and proved if they were true or not or whatnot. The doll case was true. I saw a picture of the doll...
it was like a Raggedy Ann doll or something.
Yeah, it was actually a Raggedy Ann doll.
Ugh,
it was creepier than the actual
doll. I think both the dolls were creepy. Like, the one they used was, like, pretty spot on.
The one they used was,
like,
a porcelain doll that had been scratched.
Yeah, and the thing is that it was, like, one of those people that talk dolls. It was, like, one of those.
Yeah, with the mouth a little bit.
Yeah,
but it was like a Cabbage Patch one.
Yeah.
A porcelain doll.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the doll in real life... so, basically, what happened in the first part of the film... there's these people, they had a ghost or whatever, and they'd said, look, you can stay, you can inhabit the body of the doll or whatever, and it actually wasn't a ghost of the girl,
it was
like
demon.
A demon or something.
Yeah.
And
actually, one take over one of them, but
yeah, it didn't.
Off with the dog.
Like the actual movie was pretty tame compared to the stories that I read about the doll. The doll was actually it's kind of creepy. Like the fucking hairs are standing on it. Talking
really?
About. Yeah, because I read the stories of it. But what happened? Man, look, I mean, I don't know if it's true or not, but, like, I read stories about it and everything. It was fucking creepy. But the actual doll was a Raggedy Ann doll. Like, Raggedy Ann...
It's creepy.
It's creepier than that.
Yeah.
Because, like, Raggedy... At least the porcelain doll has, like, got eyes and everything. Raggedy Ann doll, it's, like, shapes. It's like a triangle for a nose.
Button or something, yeah.
Button eyes.
Imagine that coming at you, though.
Imagine that. Apparently, the guy... with a boyfriend, one of the two girls, apparently the doll scratched the crap out of him. A Raggedy Ann doll scratching him.
Yeah,
that's creepy.
But imagine that just, like, walking out. Like, imagine you had the Raggedy Ann doll in your bedroom and it just walked out into the lounge room right now. I fucking shit myself.
Yeah.
I'm out of here. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm never coming back here. But, yeah, because you don't expect that kind of thing to happen.
No.
Creepy. But, yeah, the other end of it...
They investigate the beginning and they go and investigate a family who are being haunted. And, like, it involves an exorcism and everything. It's, look, film quality-wise, it's great. Great techniques, the whole, you know, shocking and everything. Film-wise, like, yeah, it's great. Story is slightly predictable, you know, like,
it's a bit too long, like, it's like...
It did drag on
the time.
Get
to the point, like... That's the one thing that annoys me with horrors, is it's just like, okay, you put them down there, but then they just, like, slowly go upstairs. Just, like, just fucking get to it, man.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Ugh. There's a scene in the film where the mother goes, like, down to the basement, and, like, throughout the whole film, they're playing this clap game. What's the clap game? It's like, it's almost like Marco Polo.
Clap and hide is what
it's
called.
Clap and hide, yeah. So they clap and
so
like,
basically you say like you people are hiding in the house instead of like Marco Polo, you say clap and the person has three claps.
And you have
to
hear where
to
it
get.
Is.
So you've got to hear where it is. So around the house obviously it's a big house like the one in the movie, it'll echo through and stuff like that until you can find them.
And so there's a bit where the mother goes downstairs and then the lights on and then you see ghostly hands clap. The lights turn off and, like, you know...
Yeah.
She starts getting possessed.
She's creepy out by that.
Yeah.
But, you know what? Is a creepy scene is that... I had to joke in this, but I forgot until we just talked about now. Is that in the movie, before the mom becomes completely possessed, she has bruises all over her.
Yeah.
You know who's been getting bruises all over their legs lately? I have.
What are you
doing? No, let's not talk about that on here. No, but seriously, I've got I'm bruising really easily, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so, like, becoming possessed. And people are like, no, just take some iron tablets, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
So then Mandy sends me a Snapchat late that night, and it's a picture of her in the dark, and the clap, and the lights go out. So, yeah. Don't add Mandy to Snapchat.
No.
No.
Yeah, well, actually do, because I'm quite random. The more the merrier.
But other than that, I'm the same. I haven't been doing much. Watching TV, catching up on TV, cleaning, working normal 9-to-5 sort of thing.
Working 9-to-5,
trying not to make a living.
We sing in every single episode.
I know
is that?
Do.
Yeah, it's always shit songs.
So what? Yeah, hey,
they love it.
Hey. Dolly is not shit.
Oh, Dollywood.
Do not pay out Dolly Parton, thank you very much.
I'm doing it.
Alright, okay. Last week, we were going to talk about movies that are out at the moment, but last week, movie that I've been raving on about for months. Yes, well, shut up yourself. Shut up your face.
Better be good.
Shut up your face. Your Next came out, so hopefully all you Death Rocketers have gone out to see it. No one's... messages or anything what you thought of it, so like
I haven't even seen it, so
maybe
no pressure
on
our listeners.
Yeah, maybe they should like, you know,
maybe we should all go together, Sydney Snyders, let's go.
Yeah, or maybe they should like, you know, pull their finger out and type a tweet to us what they think of the movie.
Yeah, totally.
Everyone just lost all their lives. Other than that, not much else. News wise, I'm a fan of anime and manga.
Mm-hmm.
The creator of Cowboy Bebop, which is sort of like a...
Sounds funny.
No, it's a sci-fi slash...
Bebop?
Yeah.
Bebop? Beep bop.
No. It's sort of like a sci-fi western. Like they're bounty hunters and stuff.
Okay.
He's brought out a new series called Space Dandy, which looks interesting. Mandy's
It's very interesting. There's lots of anime booty and boobs.
Yeah.
And so I noticed, and I was oh, the tune's really catchy. Oh, boobs. Yes. Holy crap.
I think it's like playing on the, like, Las Vegas and space and everything. And
twerking around.
Yeah. And it looks interesting. I think it looks cool. Other than that, this week, if you're a fan of Star Wars, George Lucas, before Star Wars was what we know as Star Wars, George Lucas actually wrote a script, I think maybe 2 or 3 years before Star Wars came out, and it was called The Star Wars. And it was sort of, it was quite different to what was the final script, but it was actually apparently really great, really good too.
Okay.
They're releasing that as a comic book, an 8-issue series.
Awesome.
I've read the first issue. It looks really, really good. It comes out this week. I was given an advanced copy, which I have to review tonight.
Lucky.
I know, lucky me. It looks great. So go to your local comic book store or buy it digitally through the Dark Horse. All Star Wars comics are through Dark Horse.
Mm-hmm.
So, go buy it digitally or local comic book store.
Get on to it.
Yes. onto the discussion topic.
Yeah, totally. I'm just like, oh my god, we're not putting that on the podcast.
Yeah, we are.
Why?
Yeah.
I don't even know how old I am.
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, that's alright. Cheerio then. Anyway, so...
relax.
Shut up. Can we get on with the podcast?
Alright, so... Fucking hell. Alright, guys, we're back, and we're talking about found films and mockumentary films.
Yeah.
So, Mandy.
Yes?
When was the first found footage film?
Believe it or not, the first one was in 1980.
What was it called?
It was called... Oh, shit.
What was the first found footage?
Fuck! I'm gonna die.
You need Ventolin. You do. Go have some.
No, I'm fine.
I don't want you dying on the way to home.
Hey.
Okay, Mandy, what was the first found footage film called? Mandy can't talk right now. The first found footage film was actually called Cannibal Holocaust. Now, Cannibal Holocaust, it's a story about a missing group of documentary makers whose footage was found. They went into the jungles, I think. I think it was the jungles of, like Mexico or something like that.
Yeah.
Like the Amazon. And a New York anthropologist found their film and wanted to, like... put it online or something. Oh, like, not online, sorry. On TV news broadcast.
Yeah.
But he reviewed it and found it so horrifying what he saw about what happened to them or what they did. He didn't want anyone to see. So that was the first one. That came out in 1980. It was an Italian film. And that sort of, I mean, between that and the big one that we all know about, but a lot of people think is the first found footage film, Blair Witch Project. Between 1980 and 1999, there were a few, but they're not all big. They're all direct to video or like
VCR,
like yeah. Direct to VCR, or like you know,
VHS,
yeah, sort of like you know, drive-in films or whatever, like the ones that you hardly ever see or not hear about.
Yeah.
Blair Witch Project, we all know about that one, came out in 1999. Everyone was amazed, like, oh my god, found footage, oh, it's so real. Some people actually thought it was real. I mean, there was documentaries.
Yeah.
Like, fake documentaries behind the scenes of the film.
When it first came out, it was marketed that way.
Yeah.
So
they thought
it was real, and then like a week later, everyone's like,
no. No, it's not. Everyone else is like, no, they're paid actors.
I've seen the actors that just went, that person's still alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, after Blair Witch Project, there was, I mean, so Blair Witch Project came out in 1999. The next big one that everyone knows about is Paranormal Activity. And that came out in 2007.
Yeah.
So that's about 8 years. Yeah. Like, I mean, between that, there is, as we discussed, a lot of, like, you know, direct-to-video ones and so forth. There was one that I thought was pretty interesting, and it came out in 2005, and it's called The Curse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a Japanese horror film, like, and we all know the Japanese make amazing horror films.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. And it was... Apparently what it was... The film focuses on, like, a paranormal expert who, like, produces a series of books and documentaries on supernatural activity around Japan. And he disappeared in the process of making his most disturbing doco. And this was this was investigated woman and unnamed son and neighbor hearing strange noise coming from her house. So consequently, he was investigating that and something happened. I don't want to say anything, like, I don't want to spoil it.
I want to watch it. Like, yeah. Just looking at the picture, I'm like, I need to see this.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, the Japanese people...
Man, they've got it, man. They have got horror down pat.
Like, it's creepy.
I don't even read subtitles in a lot of movies. I'll just watch it visually. It's fucking amazing.
Look, and I know the Americans like to do remakes of the Japanese
movies. They don't do it as well. Like, they just don't have that twisted sense of mind that all the Japanese people do.
Yeah, it's really, really, really fucked up. So, after that, there was, as we discussed, Paranormal Activity. Now, Paranormal Activity, we all know about. It's about this couple.
Yep.
That they start documenting there because she's been haunted all her life.
Yeah.
And we slowly get, like, a backstory as well. Now, consequently, after the first one, it was such a success, they continued it and have made it into a series, like a storyline connecting all the films.
Yeah, they kind of went back before. And...
Yeah, so, like, that's all they are. Pretty much they're all prequels. So Paranormal Activity...
I haven't seen the fourth one, though. Have you seen the fourth one?
No, I haven't seen the fourth one.
I think that might be after.
Yeah, it's...
It's gone back.
Yeah, so Paranormal Activity 2 was about the girl in the first film, her sister's family.
At the same time as when she was getting haunted.
No, yeah, apparently what happened in... I mean, spoiler alert, everyone... It's been out for years.
Everyone's seen it.
Yeah, so at the end of Paranormal Activity 1, we found that the demon has possessed the girl. It kills the boyfriend. And they've never heard of it again. Blah, blah, blah. Paranormal Activity 2, it's set before Paranormal Activity, and we find it...
at the same time.
Slightly, at the end. Yeah, towards the end.
But still,
so, yeah, so it's set a few months before the first film, and what happens is they're hearing noises and everything, and the same stuff is happening to them, and you find out slowly that the dad makes some sort of spell or whatever and sends the demon to attack the sister and not their family. Something like that or whatever. And at the end of the second film, the girl from the first film, possessed by the demons, then you see her enter the house and, like, kill everyone pretty much and steal the kid.
Yeah.
Paranormal Activity 3 was set even way before that when the two sisters were young.
Yeah.
I never saw that. I'm not sure what happened in that one.
It's actually really good. I like the way that it's filmed. Like,
they're still trying to do found footage, but, like, they're trying to make it like it's really old. How can you do found footage?
Like, they put a camera on, like, a pedestal fan to try and capture it. Like, that's what the family's trying to do because they can hear all this stuff.
Yeah,
and the way that that's done is really good.
It's
not the best one, but
no. Paranormal Activity 4, which we both haven't seen, is set. I think chronologically after the second one.
Yeah.
I
think the way that I've seen it is in, like, the trailers and stuff, that it looks like the new girl might be in that person's house. The demon might be still surrounding.
Yeah.
Could be wrong, but that's just what I've seen from the trailer.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
Okay, and around Paranormal Activity is where a lot of films started coming out, found footage films.
Yeah.
And some of them are really, really good. There was Rec, so, like, Record.
Mm-hmm.
And that was I think it was a Spanish film. which was then made into an that was then made into an American remake called Quarantine.
Quarantine, yeah.
I think it was made in an American remake like a year later or something. Now, Wreck and Quarantine, it's set in a apartment building in, I think, New York. I think in Wreck it wasn't. I think
Barcelona.
Wreck was made in Barcelona.
Yeah.
And basically what's happened is, like, an emergency crew, like, fire department, they... Because in New York, like, I didn't realise this, like, the fire brigade, they're like... They do everything.
They do everything. They do 911
and whatnot.
Shit, yeah.
I mean, our guys do that. No, 911, no, CPR and all that as well, but it's like...
But the, yeah, it's supposed to, but all the fire is over there are trained to do all that kind of stuff. And
so, yeah, it's a news... In Quarantine, it's a news crew hanging with them. I think it's similar to that with Wreck. I haven't seen Wreck. God. But it's pretty much exact same story. You find out that it's actually... Something's happened to some of the people in the block. And then I think they're like zombies. Either they're dead or they've become infected.
Yeah, it's like an infection.
Yeah, sort of like, you know, the Rage virus from... What was that film? The 28 Days Later.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so sort of similar like that. And it's like, you know... handheld camera of a news crew, blah, 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 and whatnot. Now, of course, Wreck was... Wreck had a lesser budget than Quarantine, so it's a little bit lesser quality. But apparently Wreck is much better than Quarantine.
I think this is the way it's shot. It's better.
Wreck 2, there was a sequel. I think there's, like, two more sequels to it as well. Yeah. Whereas Quarantine, there was never any sequels. So around Wreck, which was in 2000, record, which was around 2007, same as Clock Paranormal Activity. Also, a year later, or 6 or 7 months later, came out Cloverfield.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen Cloverfield?
No, right? I've seen the mock-up of Cloverfield.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like a comedy. I don't know what it's called, but, like, they're all having the party, then... It's the same as, like, Cloverfield. Like, they're like, oh, my God, like, everything's exploding. But in, like, the mock-up one, they're like, oh, my God, take your clothes off. Like, it's just, like, full, like, comedy, like, stupid humor, but the kind of humor that I like.
So it's like a scary movie type one.
Something like that. And it's, right, yeah. Because when I seen the trailer for that, I was like, oh, my God, that's where that's from. No. So, but when I watched that, it's going to make me laugh.
Yeah, so Cloverfield is by...
William Shatner.
No. Idiot. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But yeah, Cloverfield is a better monster. Like, as in, like, a Godzilla-style monster. Like, one of the Japanese-style ones.
Okay.
That, like, attacks New York.
Oh, okay.
And it's following a group of friends that are at a party. And, like, they're still running around with the camera. Afterwards, like, trying to escape New York.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's slightly crazy.
I do like to see it.
Yeah. And... Next, around that time as well, George A. Romero brought out a prequel to his Dawn of the Dead series. Sort of a prequel. I think it was set... this one is set around the same time as the first film, which was Dawn of the Dead.
Okay.
And it's called Diary of the Dead. And it's, like, set at the beginning stages of the infection and everything and all that. And it's a group of friends, like, this guy, he's, like, recording everything that's happening. Apparently it was really shit.
It looked pretty crappy.
Yeah.
I think a lot of those movies, like, as soon as you see Of the Dead, you'll automatically go back and you go, okay, I was...
And we've also noticed that, look, I mean, some of...
They just go down your way.
Found footage films, it's like finding a diamond in the rough. Gotcha. It's so many of them are really, really bad.
Mm.
Some of them are really, really good. A lot of times, the ones that are really good are the ones that come out of nowhere, like, not much...
I think more the low budget ones are the ones that do it. Like,
the ones that are done, like, people that are, it's their first time making a film.
Thing, okay, think of Blair Witch Project had minimal budget, basically, and it got a shitload of money out of that.
Paranormal Activity, that first thing. One, mate, had minimal budget.
Same thing, like Wreck as well, like minimal budget kind of thing, but then you go to Quarantine, which has had more, but obviously one's more successful than the other. Yeah. So.
And I mean, around Paranormal Activity in 2010, there was another movie that called Troll Hunter. And you haven't seen this, I've seen a bit of it. And what it is, it's pretty much that. They go to, like, you know, I think. I haven't seen
I'm just thinking of, like, troll dolls. Like,
Yeah, you were, okay, you know, like...
hair. I'm a troll, man! Like,
yeah, like, it's sort of that sort of thing, like, trolls from, like, folklore and everything. Like, really tall things. Like, you know, a troll that's underneath
under
the
bridge. Under the
bridge,
yeah. Okay.
All that sort of thing. And they're going hunting for trolls. Like, they're looking to just find trolls and everything. I think it's in Iceland.
Okay, yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. And that came out in 2010, and that won a lot of awards, like, film festivals and everything.
Cool.
We found out there's a Paranormal Activity 2 Tokyo Night, which was a Japanese indie.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, it'll look pretty cool. 2011, there's an Aussie film called The Tunnel.
But
you're not a fan of it.
I haven't seen it, but I don't want to see it.
Why?
It just looks so stupid. It's just Aussies trying to do, like, creepy shit under the tunnels, like...
Okay, for all our people, like, tell us, tell everyone what the premise is.
Film is basically, one of our main stations in Sydney is called Town Hall.
Yeah.
And underneath it, there's, like, all these tunnels that basically lead to nowhere.
Yeah, they're basically, what they were going to build more tunnels for, back in the day, I think back during World War, they were building more tunnels, you know, to transfer stuff and everything. It was going to be part of a rail system that was abandoned. So all these tunnels are like, some of them are drilled, and some of them are half drilled, open, and they've never been used.
Like, that'd be creepy on its own, but then you're trying to make like this stupid movie where there's creepy creatures living down there. Like,
there is a lake underneath, and it's pretty much captured water constantly and made a lake. And, yeah, this film is a bunch of crew going down there to, you know, film about it, a documentary about it, and they find something down there which is hunting them.
Yeah.
That came out in 2011. One Aussie film which came out in 2008, which I forgot to mention, is Lake Mungo. And that's very, very creepy. I showed Mandy the trailer for it. I'm going to lend it to her to watch.
Definitely. Sounds
good. Now, Lake Mungo, that's what we discussed earlier. It's sort of... sort of found footage, but not. Now, it's a mockumentary, so, like, it's not real. It's a
doco. It's filmed like a doco.
Yeah, it's filmed like a doco about this family that were being haunted, apparently. And it's talking all about them, and it shows footage they captured around their house about their daughter who died.
Yeah.
And apparently started haunting them a few weeks after they found her body and buried her.
Yeah.
It's really, really creepy.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I had to sleep with the lights on.
Fuck off.
Yeah, it's really creepy.
But why, though? Like, what makes it so creepy? It just gets under your skin.
Yeah, the stuff you see in it, it's really creepy.
Yeah, but, see, I'm...
No, but this is the thing. The way they've made it out, it's very... it's really, really good. And there is a scene in it, and you will know why I get creeped out. I can't tell you why.
Okay.
There's a scene that I've... It gets fucking creepy.
See, I think it's just...
I'm getting my hairs right.
Yeah, like, you've literally freaked out, so I'm like, holy crap. But, like, I think
I could show you it right now. There's a trailer. There's a bit on the internet that shows the part, which is freaky.
Yeah, I'm keen.
I want you to watch it. That's why I want you to watch... I don't want to show you that
part.
Alright. So that came out in 2008. So there's a few of those as well. They're mockumentary, like, they're fake docos.
Yeah.
But they're still... They're apparently part of... the found footage thing, and you just think they shouldn't be.
Yeah, well,
because there was a movie that we mentioned
like Chronicles.
The Chronicles. Okay, so we're not all talking. It just seems to be that a lot of found footage films are horror ones.
Yeah,
but like, I mean, okay, I guess Cloverfield is sort of both half. I mean, it's a monster killing everyone.
Well, still,
but it's sci-fi horror.
Yeah, it's paranormal, so it's kind of like a sci-fi horror.
Whereas Paranormal Activity, they're all horror and everything.
Yeah.
Whereas Chronicle, it's a sci-fi one. So what's Chronicle about?
Chronicle is about a bunch of friends, four guys who... can't remember what happens, but they go into the woods because they're looking for something. They go into a cave and they...
come out of it.
They touch something, grab something, and they all get superpowers out of it.
Telekinesis, they can move stuff.
Yeah, so they can move stuff, they can crumple stuff, and get a lot of energy from it. But, again, it's put under the category of found footage. But it's not, like...
It's someone that's documenting
their life. Yeah, they have a video camera and document some of the stuff they do, but no one's actually finding it because they're actually... They're filming the guy filming the film. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not...
Yeah.
Yeah, so I wouldn't classify that. It's still a really good movie, like, I was...
But you don't think it's found footage because it's not they're actually finding it.
Exactly, no one's finding it. It's just them filming it.
Okay.
Sorry, in my eyes, it's not found footage.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
There was, like... okay, so Apollo 18.
Yeah.
Yeah, which we think is... We thought was crap.
It looks crap, and I, you know my views on the whole moon landing
Apollo 18 is apparently the reason why they stopped sending people to Mars. The moon. Moon missions and so forth.
Bullshit.
Manned ones. So apparently there's this Apollo 18 mission. They go up there and they start to see things moving, footsteps and whatnot.
Yeah, they see footprints on the moon and stuff that isn't there.
Yeah, and it just it's like through their footage and whatnot and like footage inside the thing. One of them apparently gets infected or whatever. Yeah. And it starts going crazy from there. But yeah, I mean, both haven't seen it.
No.
We saw the trailer.
Hmm.
And thought it was shit.
And we kind of read up on it and
and it just seems shit. Another one that came out in 2012, VHS. Now I haven't seen VHS, but Mandy has.
Yeah.
What did you think of VHS?
I liked it. I had a discussion with a friend of mine, Aaron, the other night about it. He thought it was really good. We kind of talked about like good parts and bad parts, but basically I don't like it because there are two definite parts in it that I was just like, yeah, it's stupid. Mm-hmm. But a lot of it is good because like people break into the house to find a video. I can't remember why, but they start going through the videos and watching them, and there's like lots of like torture and rape and bits and pieces.
Okay, so it's a crew filming themselves going to steal something. I think that's how it starts out. Yeah. They go to steal something.
They're trying to steal a tape, I can't remember why. They've got to find the right one.
Yeah, and they go into this room with a bunch of TVs stacked on top of each other and a bunch of videos, and they start watching the videos.
Yeah.
And it's the videos they're watching are like, they look like they're being recorded, so...
Yeah.
It's like they're...
They're watching someone else's like home movies, basically.
It's us watching their found footage of them watching found footage.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like... And each of those found footages that they found... each of those videotapes that they watch are all different horror films or whatnot.
Yeah, it's all like torture and it's just horrible films.
Yeah, and each one is created by a different director. So it's like an anthology of horror films. Mm. There was a second one as well, VHS 2.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
Yeah, one of the guys who did VHS, I think the guy who was the big organizer. I've spoken about it before. Adam Wingard. He's like one of the up and coming people creating horror.
Okay.
He directed one of my favorite films of the year. You're Next.
You're Next. Yeah.
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah. So, okay, other than VHS, there was a couple more closer to us. There was Paranormal Activity 5 is coming out this year.
What?
Yeah. Apparently it's coming out in October this year.
Crazy.
Other than that, there's a few other ones, like War of the Worlds True Story, so that's probably going to be a found footage one of War of the Worlds. There was a Record 3. That came out early last year. We haven't seen it. There's a few others. Area 51, so it's meant to be another found footage one.
What's that haunted house one?
There was a haunted house, which came out this year as well, January 11th. That one is it's not exactly a parody. It's like a...
It looks like a parody.
It's like it's like got the, straight away you realise it's got the Wayans brothers in it.
Exactly. This is
so this delves into the...
It does! There's spoof, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a spoof comedy based on all those things. Now, this is leaning into the recent, I guess, found footage thing, which is found footage comedies.
Yeah.
Because there was another one called Project X. I haven't seen it. I've given it to a mate, actually.
It's good.
If you buy... I think it's made by the same company or same people that are involved with The Hangover. So I think if you buy The Hangover, like in a box set, all three films, you can get Project X as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's not a full-length film. I think it's like a short film.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, Project X is good, but it's not, again, it's put under found footage, but it's...
Yeah.
It isn't, like... Because, again, no one really finds it. It's just they're documenting the most awesome night of their life.
Yeah. Wow. Cool. Yeah. So, yeah, as we discussed, I mean, there's a lot of found footage films out there. We've named just a few of the sort of good ones.
Yeah.
Which have put in... I mean, look, a lot of the ones that we've discussed are actually really good, but some are pretty shit. Like,
yeah.
I mean, for their time, they were great. Now it's like, yeah... I mean, we watched... We rewatched The Blair Witch Project and we were laughing.
Yeah.
Okay, word of advice. Blair Witch Project only. Don't watch any of the sequels. They're all shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't even do it.
They're all really crap. So, as we just said, a lot of found footage films are not the greatest.
No.
Some of them are...
They're trying their hardest.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like... let's just make a found footage film as our first. Like,
it's going to be so easy, but it's not.
It's not.
It's probably harder than doing any other film because you're trying to make it from that person's point of view and then make it older and stuff. Like, having to edit that would be a head fuck.
Yeah. That's us on found footage films.
Yeah, just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Hug and Kiss? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Hug and Kiss. Why can't I find a man to hug and kiss?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Sorry to disappoint, but this is the end.
And we're back. So, yeah, this is the end of the show.
Yup.
Yeah, sorry it's been a short one, but I don't know. At least we're putting something out
there. Oh, exactly.
Yes. Now, apologies to our fan of the show, Caleb. I will be posting out your comic that you won. Apologies.
He is so slack. I'm so sorry, Caleb. If it was me, you would have it already.
Whatever. You'd probably lose it. At least I've kept it.
Hey, he got his other shirts. Settle down.
Whatever. So, yes, Caleb, yeah. you'll get your comic soon. I will. You know what? For your trouble, I will throw something in there for you as well.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Yes. Okay. This has been the show. There's not much horror-wise coming out this week or anything, movies.
Everything's pretty much out.
Your Next is out. This has been us. How did they get us, Mandy? It's been so long, I forgot how to do this.
You can get me at Watto, WATTTO.
You can get me at Aqualec, AQUALEC, or you can get us at Death Rocket Podcast on Facebook or Death Rocket Pod on Twitter.
Yes. Oh, also, we're going to do a shout out to our mate Dim, who's not feeling the best the last couple of weeks.
Oh,
we just want to say that we love you, Dim. Hope you get better soon, dude.
Hope you get better.
Love you, fucktard.
Dim Sim.
Alright, guys. Bye. See ya.
You'll always be my Dim Sim.
Oh, that would be cute. You can record it, I can see.